Victoria's SPCR Mona factory lives to fight another day. After an anxious 8 months, workers at the plant heard the good news today that the state government had given them a $22 million lifeline. It's part of a $100 million co-investment for Australia's last remaining major fruit and vegetable processor. It'll mean improvements in efficiency and marketing at the plant at Shepparton and give some security to the jobs of 2,500 people in Victoria's Goulburn Valley. It was a bright spot on a bad day for jobs in Australia as jobless levels hit their highest level in more than a decade. More on that shortly. But tonight, SPCR Mona and the Shepparton community are thanking Australians for getting behind the brand. Rachel Brown reports.
After a harrowing few months for Australia's manufacturing sector, SPCR Mona boss Peter Kelly couldn't hide his relief.
Tonight, there'll be cheering in our factories and in the streets in the Goulburn Valley. Today we save a great Australian company.
2 weeks ago, the federal government rejected the company's request for $25 million towards a restructure, leaving thousands of jobs in the Goulburn Valley in doubt. But the state's Premier, Dennis Napthine, says Victoria will pitch in.
$22 million towards a $100 million investment, which will allow SPCR Mona to transform and modernise its operations.
And it comes with a money-back guarantee.
If it ceases operation in Shepparton in the course of the next 5 years, it will give the money back in its totality.
The former Shepparton boy and now Deputy Premier Peter Ryan says this won't change the Victorian budget's bottom line.
We have been able to reach an agreement with the company on the basis of the use of our existing programs, principally the Regional Growth Fund, but others as well. Our contribution is phased over 3 years. The money that we are providing attaches to specific infrastructure investments. They take the form of power, of water, of buildings.
CEO of the food processing giant, Peter Kelly, says he's been blown away by recent consumer support.
And that's really been a testimony to Australians' determination to not see another great Australian company fail. In the last 2 weeks, we have seen a greater than 50% uplift in demand for our products over that trend of the months preceding it. Unprecedented. We have had offers of assistance from major universities like Melbourne University, La Trobe University. The local council has come up with some very creative ways to change the efficiencies on our site.
A relieved and excited Mayor of Greater Shepparton, Jenny Houlihan, says the co-investment secures the region's future.
Historically and culturally, it was part of who we are here, and we didn't want to lose that as well because it's hugely important to us. People recognise Shepparton through SPCA, so 100 years of contact and commitment from that company has been very important to this community here. So it's not only the fact we would have lost well over 2,000 jobs, we would have lost part of our soul if they had have left.
The Mayor is happy SPC has committed to maintaining at least 500 full-time employees at what is now Australia's last major fruit and vegetable processor.
People have said quite clearly they don't want to lose their fruit industries and their manufacturing around that. Thank goodness we didn't lose the last one. Thank goodness that there are some people around who fought really hard.
It's hoped the Goulburn Valley's status as the food bowl of Asia will be further boosted by the expected six-fold increase in the Asian consumer class by 2030. SPCR Mona has long argued it's been hit by the perfect storm of a high Australian dollar and cheap imported products. Today, the Federal Treasurer, Joe Hockey, made no apologies for denying the fruit processor corporate welfare.
They asked us for $25 million to buy new plant and equipment for their factory. Well, as I say, Abdul the kebab maker in Parramatta Mall, he doesn't ring up and ask us for a new oven or a new refrigerator for his business if he's finding that he can't get the appropriate rate of return. The parent company, $9 billion Coca-Cola, Amatil, has got to do the heavy lifting here.
The Federal Liberal MP, Sharman Stone, won some fans when she called her leader, the Prime Minister, and the Treasurer liars for claiming over-generous workplace conditions were to blame for SPCR Mona's woes. But she says they can still help by acting on a recent finding of the Anti-Dumping Commission about cheap Italian tomatoes.
It said there's a 25% dumping margin that most of those Italian companies are taking advantage of when they come into Australia. Now, if we can get the anti-dumping tariff and duty regime put in place next week, If the minister got the recommendation tomorrow and he acted on them next week, you would have a 25% price advantage immediately.
Federal Liberal MP Sharman Stone ending that report by Rachel Brown.